40 years in Hebron. So Molach Zayin Shonim Mem Shona, 40 years. Behevron Molach, David was a king for 40 years. Behevron Molach Zayin Shonim. Uveshleimet Seba Shleimet says, Vayochel of Noisei, Vishnas Arbol Amachusoi. He started to build it when he was 4 years in his Malchus. So Kitzer Noisei Givrain started with saying when Eli was Niftar, and it ended when Shleimet started to build the Beis Hamikdash, which was 57 years later. So out of this whole cheshbon, it comes out that Nishtayim L'Shiloi, how many years was left over in between the Mishkan Shiloh to be up, to end off these 408 years, it has to be Sholosh Meyos for Shivim Chosarachas. That's how we get this cheshbon of 369 years. According to this, we're mastering the cheshbon of 408 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kufiyut Test Amar Aleph on top three lines down. It says again the Mishnah, when they came to Noiv and Givrin, so over there the Mishnah says that Hutru Habomus, and Kotchim Gadoshim was Nechal Afinim and Akloyim, and Kotchim Kalim was Nechal Bechol Ori Yisrael. So Mora says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this from? The Tanur Rabbanim, learn the Brice that the Pasuk says, Ki Loi Bosem Ad Ata El Amanucha Vil Anachla. That you did not come yet until the Menucha or until the Nachla. Therefore, it was Hutter HaBomis. But when you come to these two places, to the Menucha and to the Nachla, then it's Osra HaBomis. But before you came to these two places, it was Hutter HaBomis. So therefore, the Pshan the Pasuk is El HaMenucha Zu Shiloi. That when you came to Shiloi, then it was Nesra HaBomis. Nachla Zu Yerushalayim. And Nachla means Yerushalayim. In these two places, there's an Isra HaBomis. If so, Loma Cholkan, why does the Pasuk say two separate cases like El Hamnuchim and Anachlo? So could they lead to Enheta, Bein Telezer, come to teach us that in between Shiloi and Yerushalayim, meaning when they came to Noiv Givrin, at that time it was Hutter HaBomis. In other words, during the 57 years that we had before, when they were in Noiv Givrin, it was Hutter HaBomis. That was in between this Pasuk of Kiloi Bosa Madat El Hamnucho. Now, Omalei Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, so Rosh Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Maisei Sheni Nami Lisni. How come Amisha doesn't say here about Noiv Givrin that you're allowed to eat Maisei Sheni? It only says Kachem Kalam is Nechal Bechol Ori Yisrael. Why didn't it say who I did Maisei Sheni also is Nechal Bechol Ori Yisrael? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered back and said, Meiser shom shom meyarim koyalfi. I learned that Meiser Sheni could only eat it from the same place when they had the Oren. And since in Noiv Givrin they did not have the Oren, therefore Nachnami was not Nechal, he was not able to eat Meiser Sheni then. So the Gemara says, he learns out shom shom meyarim koyalfi, kivun the Oren lay heavy. Since in Noiv Givrin they did not have the Oren, therefore I'll tell you, Meiser Nami lay heavy. Who are there was no Meiser Sheni? You're not able to eat Meiser Sheni. So Rashi says, "Rechivin the Yoren Lehevi, Techolim may neither given Hayoren Bekiryas Yorim, Chav Shana Ovir David Ad Shenivna Habayis." So the kids of the Yoren was not in the Mishkan by neither given. So that's why there's no have to eat Meiser Sheni. So Marius, if so, Yochi, if so, Pesach veKodeshim Nami. If so, then in Noiv Givrin also should be also to bring a Korban Pesach and Kodshim. Rashi says, Dov Yachaltim Shom Bu Namiksiv. It also says the word Shom. It's learned out the word Shom here, and it says by the Oren the word Shom. And since they didn't have the Oren here, maybe they can't bring a Korban Pesach or Kodshim. To Shom Shom the Oren Yalfi, the Gemara. So it's a Kasha. So Mar says, the Chivon, the Oren Lehevi, in the Nam Lehevi, according to your Svara, since the Oren wasn't here, who are then? You shouldn't have Kachim, you shouldn't have a Korban Pesach. And that's for sure the Mishnah says there was. It says, Bo Noiv Givrin, Hutter HaBomis. It says, Kachim Kadoshim, Nechlof Nimin Akloyim, Mashim, there weren't all the Kabonis over there. Like you saw, the question is, how come there wasn't Meiser Sheni also? So, unless he answered back and said, there's the Yomelucho, Hamani Rabbi Shimini. I'll tell you, Nechlami, how Mishnah goes, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. that we had before the Yoma, that he said that in the Mishkan by Noiv Givoin, Av Tzibur, even the Tzibur, Lehikrivu Ela Pesach, Vechoyves Hakvu Lem Zman. Even the Tzibur only brought on the Boma Gedol and the Boma Tzibur a Krom Pesach, or was a Chayvis of a Kvu Lem Zman, like a Musafa Yomtif. Av Chayvis Shein Kvu Lem Zman, but a Chayvis, whether it's a Tzibur or a Yochid, if it's not Kvu Lem Zman, they did not bring Hoch of Yochel Korvu. It was Korav, it was not brought, not on the Bamas Tzibur, not on the Bamas Yochid. If so, it comes out that Maisa Behemo, the person that 10 animals born that year, that there's a Chayv to bring a Korban Maisa Behemo, Chayvois, Shen Kvu Lem Zmanu. They have a Locha, Maisa Behemo has a Locha, like a Chayv, like you have to bring the Korban Maisa Behemo. If you had 10 new animals born to you that year, so you have to take them, put them through the corral, and count number 10, that's the Maisa. That's a Chayv, and it's not Kvu Lem Zman, there's no special Zman when you have to do it. If so, comes out that Noiv Givoy, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there was no Korban Maisa Behemo. If so, the klal is the iskash Maisa Dog and the Maisa Behemo. That there's a Hekish, that when do you have to like take eat Maisa Shen Yishalayim, when is that? Only Bizman, they had a Korban Maisa Behemo. It comes out of Noiv Givoy, that there was no Korban Maisa Behemo, who went in, there was no Nechal, you couldn't eat the Maisa Sheni. So that's why the mission does not say you could eat Maisa Sheni, also Bechol Orei, B'chol Orei Yisrael. So the Mora says it's so, Nechlala comes out to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he holds no, that in the Boma Gedola, in Noiv Givoin, any Korban Chayva was brought, even though it's not Kvul Hemzaman, so it comes out, you're able to bring your Korban Maisa Behema in Noiv Givoin. If so, who did, according to him, Maisa Korv in, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be able to eat Maisa Sheni in Noiv Givoin. The Yomer of Adab Amasna, Maisa Sheni, or Maisa Behema, Necholim B'Noivah Givon, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Echnami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat Maisa Sheni and Maisa Behema in Noivah Givon. That they were brought there, therefore could be the accredited to Chol Orei Yisrael. So we ask the question, why? I va boi Bira, the Chur, in order to eat Maisa Sheni, it has to be Lefnei HaBira. So Av Minir, it has to be like in Yerushalayim, where there is the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, the apostle says, Tichsil Lefnei Hashem Olakechem. So Gemara says, Falaf Toni Rabbi Yosef, didn't Rabbi Yosef learn that Sholosh Bira Sein, there are three places that are like called the Bira, have Hashem Lefnei Hashem, and that is Shiloi, and Vinoi V'Givon, Ubeis Elamim. He learned and he said like this, that Lachilas Maisa Sheni, believe it to Rabbi Yehuda, and Echonami, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could eat Maisa Sheni in Noiv Givoin. So that's the Shalom, if you go to now Mishnah, that when it came to Noiv Givoin, you will not eat Maisa Sheni there also. That's depending whether you hold like Rabbi Shimon or whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That if they were Korav Chayvus there, if they were Korav Maisa Behema, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who would then you were allowed to eat Maisa Sheni there? But according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that only Chayvus Akvul Em Zman, but not a Maisa Behema, then there was no Maisa Sheni Nechal in Noiv Givoin. Then the Mishnah says, the Bol Yerushalayim, when it came to Yerushalayim, then Taka was Nesar Habamis, and there's Lo Hoyelem Oid Heter, there's no more Heter. So Mora says, Tanur Rabbanim, read like this. The Pasuk says, Ki Loi Bosem Ad Ato El HaMenucha Velo Nachlo, because you did not come yet to the Menucha, to the Nachlo. When you come here, then it's Nesar Habamis. So Menucha we had before, Zu Shiloi. That means by the Mishkan Shiloi, it was Taka Nesar Habamis. Nachlo, and the Pasuk says, Nachlo, Zu Yerushalayim, this Yerushalayim, and that's it. The Oimer, Apostle said in Yirmiyo, Hoy Sali Nachlosi, Karye Bebiyar. My Nachlo means Yerushalayim, was like a lion in the forest. See, also the word Nachlo means Yerushalayim. The Oimer, another Pasuk says, Ha'ayet Tzavu Nachlosi Li, Ha'ayet Tzavav Alai, that was around me, it's going on Yerushalayim. So Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Yehuda. When it says the word Nachlo, Nachlo refers to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon Hall says the opposite. When the apostle says Kalei Vosem Adate Ala Menucha Vela Nachlo, he learns Menucha Zu Yerushalayim and Nachlo Zu Shiloi, the opposite way around. The Yemi brings a proof to himself that says
Zois Munuchosei Adiyad Poyoshiv Kiyaviso. The Yoima says there, Kivacha Shemesim Nivlo Moshevloi. So it says there the word Menucha goes on Yerushalayim. Sesamachlokis, does the word Nachla mean Yerushalayim, or does the word Menucha mean Yerushalayim? So more says like this. Bishleim Laman de Yoma. Menucha Zushiloi. It's good according to the first sheet, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that Menucha means Shiloi. Haino de Sidas, where it says good, Ela Menucha Vela Nachla. Like it says Menucha first, because first they came to Shiloi, and first later they came to the Nachla to Yerushalayim. Elu Laman de Yoma, but according to Rabbi Shimon, Laman de Yoma Menucha Zu Yerushalayim, Nachla Zu Shiloi. So what does the Pasuk say? El HaMenucha Vela Nachla. El HaNachla Vela Menucha Miboilei. The Pasuk should have said it the opposite way around, that Nachla was first and then the Menucha. So Mor says, Hoki Koma. This is what the Pasuk means to say. Loi Miboi, not only that Menucha, to Loi Matisse, you did not reach Yerushalayim yet, El HaFilu Nachla Nami Loi Matisse, that you did not even reach the Nachla, you did not even come into Shiloh yet. So I call upon him, only by Shiloh and by Yerushalayim was there Nesar HaBamis, but in between, it was Hutter HaBamis. Tona the Verbi Shmuel, Zuvazi Shiloh, he says no, Menucha and Nachla both refer to Shiloh. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoyomer, Zuvazi Yerushalayim, both of them refer to Yerushalayim. So Rashi explains, Zuvazu Shiloh, Ve'afilu Hochi, Yesheta Basur, there's a Heter HaBamis after it, Tachsovar, Kedusha Rishon, Kitch L'Shayt, L'Kitch L'Slavoy, Oduses Yerushalayim Gufas Rilei, Tiyeshach Reheta, Kremit HaMegillah, yeah, according to Shita. So, now, next Monday, it says, no, Zuvazi Yerushalayim, V'yad Sheyivna HaBayis, V'nesra HaBamis. So two things were, one that came into Yerushalayim, but until they built the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Isser, until they built the Beis HaMikdash, it was not Nesar HaBamis. So Shem Ben Yochai says, Zuvazu Yerushalayim. Samar explains, Fishleim Laman Di Yomar, Menucha, Zushiloi, that Menucha needs